Chapter 2. The Kitten Killing. Two white uniformed attendants were waiting with the wheeled gangway to land the incoming passengers. The big transport, however, looming dark and monstrous in the floodlights on the field, stopped a full 100 yards from the terminal building. The great motors died in a silence that seemed breathless.
Mark!
In that sudden stillness, the voice of Mondrick's blind wife was a thin, frantic cry.
Can anybody see Mark?
Old Ben Chittum led the eager rush toward the transport, waving his pipe wildly and shouting unanswered greetings to his son. Papa and Mama Spivak ran behind him, calling for Nick, and burst into tears when their son didn't appear. Nora Quain picked up the toddling child and held her apprehensively tight. Rowena Mondrick was left behind, with her huge dog and the bewildered-looking little nurse. The dog had ceased to bristle with April Bell's departure. It glanced at Barbie with friendly golden eyes, and then ignored him.
The plane stopped pretty far out, he told Rowena. I don't know why, but Dr. Mondrick and the others should be out to meet us in a moment.
Thank you, Will.
She smiled toward him gratefully, her face turning smooth and youthful again for an instant under the blank lenses before her bleak unease came back.
I'm so afraid for Mark.
I can understand that, Barbie murmured. Sam Quain told me about the Alishan, a desert that makes Death Valley look like a green oasis, so I gather. And I know Dr. Mondrick's health isn't good.
No, Will, it's nothing like that.